Jacksonville, it is going to be an absolutely beautiful Saturday, a Saturday where Army not just beats Navy, but trounces Navy unmercifully.
Jacksonville Naval Station.
Go Army. We function best when outnumbered.
So. What Hank's trying to say is it's a very special Air Force Appreciation Weekend.
It's a peanut gallery over there. What is this?
It just means that we can attack in any and all directions at once. So, whatever. Anyway, folks, very, very merry, blessed Christmas to you, our first-time listeners. A very special welcome to you, and hope you guys and gals can stay with us for the full 2 hours today. Oh, by the way, I'm Hank Madden.
I'm Mike Ellis.
And Corey Schrader.
That's right, folks. We got the A-team plus here. That's all of us in harmony. It's the plus. Our regular listeners, as always, a very special welcome and thank you. To you guys and gals, you're the foundation upon which we build. Your numbers are ever growing, and we're ever so grateful for you. The show, what is it about? Two different things. We're going to bring you up-to-date information, national, international, or global, and how these events, some on a spectacular basis, perhaps, will impact you and why they are important to you. We live in one of the most uninformed societies in the world, truly do. So we hope to break that and show you how to use it in your own personal finances. Equally, if not more so important for us, we are a Christian-based radio show. We follow the principles and try to of Christ Jesus. Our business, Madden Advisory, we really do have a full-time job, is a Christian-based firm, and we live our lives along the principles of Christ Jesus. Are we perfect? Oh, far, far from it, but at least we do try. So I want you to know that we do have a moral foundation, as it is so obvious today that our country is so lacking and a moral foundation. All you have to do is look at the news and look at this disgusting display that has gone on for, I don't know how long, 2 years or more, trying to impeach a president. I'm going to make this forecast now that Donald Trump in history will go down as one of America's greatest presidents based upon achieved results. You may not like the delivery system for it. You know, we had gunnery instructors tell us, that, well, tell me, your procedures were off, Candidate Madden, but you did put steel on the target, and that's what counts. And by golly, that is exactly what Donald Trump has done. He has put steel on the target. He's put America's first and foremost in his mind and the world, and giving you that opportunity. We hope you follow suit with same. So, topics today. Normally, there are a lot of good financial things out there, but one that has overreaching priority, and that is this, again, debacle that is called an impeachment. I'm just going to give you a summary of it as we see it. And understand this, that the people that perpetuate this, you've seen the extremes that they go to try to get what they want. Now picture them in total control. What would happen to your life? What you're seeing is communism, a trial based upon communist actions and controls, the Central Committee, the Politburo. So beware. Did you knows?
So recently we've been going over end-of-year checkup items like re-evaluating your employer or Medicare health coverages. This week we'll be looking over some did you knows about 401ks and retirement plans. And also I wanted to tag in a quick little public service announcement. If you haven't already, and you're over 70 and a half with a retirement account, have an inherited retirement money or a charitable trust account, something like that, make sure you've taken or made your required distributions for 2019s. Don't want to miss those.
Damn, boy.
Yeah, sorry, that one's
public service announcement. All right, yeah. So I guess that comes to me. So let's talk about the markets this week. I titled this Tug of War. So essentially what happened this week is we got some positive and somewhat neutral news. Overall, major indexes ended higher after another week in which trade headlines appeared to hold sway over sentiment. Essentially, everything started to move a little bit higher as soon as we got some signals on an agreement between U.S. trade negotiations. And then, of course, we came back and President Donald Trump actually had agreed to cancel the new China tariffs and cut existing ones in exchange for increased purchases of U.S. farm goods and, you know, other concessions. During the middle of the week, however, he came out and stated that the Wall Street Journal article on the China trade deal was actually wrong, especially their statement on tariffs. So there was a lot of ups and downs. So stocks went up.
Wait a minute.
Down.
Friday, there's an announcement, I think, next Friday that they're going to sign it.
Yep. So I'm getting there.
Oh, all right.
So, essentially,
my clock's done been built.
So, right now, you know, China came back out and said that, you know, there is a historic and enforceable agreement that structural reforms and other changes in China's economic and trade regime. Essentially, they're going to start looking at more agricultural, financial services, and currency involvement from outside influences. So they do have some positive news coming out of there, which is good. That is, unfortunately, on the back of some somewhat negative economic news. So right now, we've seen a little bit of some consumer spending go down. Most of it's just concerns about discretionary purchases and just where the economy's going. So people are just on hold right now. But overall, when you look at just the overall markets, the Dow is still up 21%, S&P's up almost 27%, and the NASDAQ is up about 32%. So pretty good year, but we have a lot of just holding weights, and people are just taking notice. But nothing on the impeachment.
Okay. And that's, I think, it's the biggest news, and it tells you what this impeachment is really all about. As far as the world and the markets are concerned, ho-hum. So let's take a look at it. Adam Schiff. Well, this past week, he released his House Intelligence Committee report on the Ukraine that finds President Trump guilty of playing domestic politics with a foreign policy. But it's clear the real president's, or the president's real sin, actually, is being the really willful, undisciplined Donald Trump voters elected. And that's who and what he is. The bulk of Schiff's 300-page report is an account of Mr. Trump's four-month attempt to persuade Ukraine President Zelensky to announce investigations into corruption and Ukraine's role in the 2016 election. Very serious. Mr. Schiff's report cast himself and his cause as far grander. He is the stalwart at the bridge, guarding our republic, the defender of American democracy. His introduction, though, is worth quoting at length to capture his pretensions and to and nonpartisan statesmanship. So quoting him, the decision to move forward with an impeachment inquiry is not one we took lightly. Ha! No, you were desperate. Under the best of circumstances, impeachment is a wretching process for the nation. I resisted calls to undertake an impeachment investigation for many months on that basis. That's a joke. Notwithstanding the existence of presidential misconduct that I believe to be deeply unethical and damaging to our democracy. It's like the socialist Democrats really care. But in the end, the call to duty came to him. That's right. So continuing and making the decision to move forward, we were struck by the fact that the president's misconduct was not an isolated occurrence, nor was it the product of naivety. Instead, the efforts to involve Ukraine in our 2020 presidential election were undertaken by a president who himself was elected in 2016 with the benefit of unprecedented and sweeping campaign election interference undertaken by Russia in his favor. Really? He would have loved to have known that. And so would I. and which the president welcomed and utilized. Now here, Swift reveals the real impeachment motivation. Mr. Trump never would have won in 2016 without Putin's help, but Robert Mueller, right on target, failed to prove that. So Democrats are setting up for the lesser melodrama of the Ukraine, and including an unchained Rudy Giuliani and Joe and Hunter Biden. Now, to me, that would be very important for the future president of the United States, who has willfully and wantedly participated in quid pro quo for his own family and his own personal gain. But that seems to be swept under the table. The details may not add up to much more than Mr. Trump's obsession about what he thinks Ukraine did in 2016. The irony of it is all the Democrats have. The report summary sentence reveals the weakness of its case and its overstatement. The president placed his own personal and political interest above the national interest of the United States, sought to undermine the integrity of the U.S. presidential election, like the Democrats and prostitutes really understand that word, and process the an endangered U.S. national security. Yet, folks, every president seeks some political advantage in pursuing foreign policy. That includes Barack Hussein Obama, when he asked the Russians to hold off until after the 2012 election with missile defense. Now, to me, that's almost a treasonous request, because it's saying after that, we'll turn our backs. Okay, and it won't matter. As for undermining election integrity, that was Bill Clinton when he vacuumed foreign campaign contributions from the Riadis and multiple other foreigners in 96. Or we have Hillary Clinton, 2016, when her campaign financed Christopher Steele, along with the Democratic National Committee, to spread disinformation on Mr. Trump to the media and FBI, who willfully and wantedly grabbed it and ran with it. Mr. Trump, in his reckless way, asked President Zelensky for the favor of investigating Joe Biden, which to me is a legitimate request, and tried to delay military aid. But as Senator Robert Johnson relates in his recent letter, that is a more even-handed account of events. Mr. Trump's attempts were resisted across Washington and ultimately failed. None of this undermined elections or endangered U.S. national security, because there was no investigation and the aid was never withheld. Even if the aid had been withheld, that would merely have put us at a U.S. policy back to where Hussein Obama denied Ukraine lethal military aid for several years until Mr. Trump provided it. Otherwise, they were getting their clocks cleaned. And we did promise some military aid out of the Obama era if they got rid of their nukes. The Star Report laid out irrefutable evidence that Mr. Clinton lied to a grand jury, tampered with witnesses. Those were criminal offenses. The evidence that Richard Nixon obstructed justice was also clear once the tapes became public. By contrast, Schiff's reports mentions no specific crime and is too full of too many inferences, overboard assertions to provide a convincing impeachment case. This explains why Schiff's report won't gather a single Republican vote, and why this impeachment will remain partisan. On this score, folks, I had to laugh at Mr. Schiff's high-toned invocation of the Founding Fathers' fear of excessive fractionalism. That's exactly what the Democrats love to do, particularly Barack Hussein Obama, the power of that faction. Excuse me. Now, he claims to be defending democracy. Well, how dare would he come up with that to defend Mr. Trump against impeachment? Like the president, Schiff lacks the virtue of being self-aware. Well, Trump is very self-aware. Schiff is like the Democratic Socialist Party today, is so focused on themselves and their power, and not on the needs of America and the American Republic or public and what we provide to stabilize the world. So is that important to your finances, your 401k, You betcha. Just imagine what would have happened otherwise. Okay, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV 1022. Did you know?
How many people have access to retirement plans at work but don't save anything in them?
Percentage or percentage. Number?
35.
80.
Both high. We'll tell you after the break.
Joe Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money. Merry Christmas to everyone. Did you know that Donald Trump said it's okay to say Merry Christmas? God bless the man.
Indeed.
There's nothing wrong with saying Merry Christmas.
If you're a socialist, liberal, egg-sucking Democrat, there is.
They just don't want to leave anyone out.
Who? Democrats, they want to leave as many people as they can out that, and block those that don't agree with them. Be that as it may. Anyway, welcome back to Smart Money. Listening to News 104.5 WOKV 1027. Did you know?
So according to the Stanford Center for Longevity, about half of working households have a workplace-provided retirement plan. Out of that, about 8 to 11% don't use their plan. Mm. Specifically, if your employer offers a match, take advantage of it. Otherwise, you're leaving money on the table. If you make $30,000 a year and the employer matches 3% and you set aside $900, they'll give you $900. That's about $37.50 per paycheck. So don't leave money on the table.
That's 100% return the first
year. Absolutely. So don't leave money on the table. And if your employer doesn't offer a plan, look at starting an individual retirement account or IRA. You may be able to save yourself some tax dollars or even get a tax credit depending on your household income.
Super. And there's some legislation that's coming through that the socialist left are trying to get in. Do you think that someone who pays no income tax should get a tax refund of $2,000?
Earn income tax credit. They already do.
This is everyone.
Well, you mean universal basic income?
UBI? Yeah, I like that. I like UBI.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you're not. You're not a damn socialist.
I didn't say I was. I'm just saying.
Somebody's got to pay for it. You're going to pay for it.
Yeah, so, well, we're already paying for it now.
How you figure you're getting something for nothing.
Eh. And it's just a re-perceived
part of that's increasing your taxes substantially.
It depends on where they get the profits money from. I'll be curious if where they get that from.
Well, increasing taxes?
I'm going to do some math here in a minute and see how many people would get and how much it would be.
Well, 350 million times and 2,000.
Yeah. So what is that? That's why I said I got to do math.
I got to add too many
zeros.
It's
a number that like you would like to have for net worth.
What would I? I wouldn't even know what to do with that.
Okay. Anyway, Corey was talking about the trade deal at the end, and is it a large one? No. Is it significant? In fact, that it happened. Is it going to help the farmers? Yes. Mm-hmm. Is it psychologically beneficial? Yes. Is it signaling to the market? Hey. You don't have to panic and correct next year for fear of no deal with China. But more importantly, you got to get the camel's nose, folks, has got to get under the tent before you get the whole dadgum camel in. And that's what this is. If anything, it's the camel's nose providing an opportunity for us. Mm-hmm. So look at it as such. And oh, by the way, tell me a damn Democrat that has been able to negotiate any fair trade improvements with China that at the same time we didn't give away half our military secrets for. So
I don't know. I'm excited about it, but I don't know if I think it's the deal that we were shooting for.
Well,
it's not the whole deal. That's not it.
Well, and a lot of it depends on further action. Too.
Yeah.
And there's a clawback clause in there.
There is. Yeah, snapback, if you will.
We'll have to talk about it afterwards.
Whoa, there's that magical tune. Hey, folks, that tune is the magic words that says, lines are open. That's right. This is your show. 855-765-1045. call and call now as the beautiful Mystic Minx will tell us. Well, she's the Mystic Minx Christmas elf vet. So, we're going to bring you up to date. Fox National News, local weather, traffic patterns to Jacksonville. Did you know?
Many people think they're doing the max contribution to their retirement account, when in reality, they're only doing what their employer matches. Can you guess how much you're actually allowed to save in either a TSP, 403B, 401K, 457B, or other types of retirement accounts for next year in 2020?
Yes.
We'll find out after the break.
Welcome back to Smart Money, your financial show of America that is laced with political innuendos to help you better understand how and why you either keep your assets or lose them. So, anyway, welcome back. Lines are open, 855-765-1045. That's a beautiful Mystic Minx tells us, Mystic Minx Elfette. So call and call now. Did you know?
So for next year, 2020, you'll be able to save a maximum of $19,500 for TSPs, 403Bs, 401Ks, and 457Bs if you're under 50, or $26,000 if you're over 50, plus whatever your company contributes, up to a total of $57,000. For simplified employee pension IRAs, the maximum is $57,000. For simple IRAs, it's $13,500 if you're under 50 and $16,500 over 50. And lastly, for traditional or Roth IRAs, the combined total you can contribute is $6,000 if you're under 50 or $7,000
okay.
if you're over
50. For somebody who
couldn't write any of that down,
where can they go to get it concisely and quickly?
The very easiest way to find that is to type in 2020 Tax Reference Guide on any search engine. And somebody will have a PDF, whether it's Oppenheimer, J.P. Morgan.
Hey, okay. Hey Hank, I was thinking Smart Money or MaddenAdvisoryServices.com.
We can do that, too, but we don't have the stuff
okay,
on there.
Okay, we just lost somebody because of
you can
unnecessary
email
chatter. All right. I'm sorry. Paul, you had a great question, and I really wanted to get to it. We'll go to Yvonne. I got this stupid, no wonder I'm having problems. I had my mouse upside down. Yo, Yvonne.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, dear person? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. I just really wanted to make a comment.
Okay.
You know, every Saturday I try to listen to your show, and I'm a Democrat, and I feel like every Saturday you're bashing Democrats. And I said, Merry Christmas. But just a few minutes ago, you said the socialist Democrats don't want us to say Merry Christmas. So I'm just hoping that maybe you would try and soften your political one-sidedness on the show so I can feel more comfortable listening to it, because I thought you were trying to help everybody, Democrats and Republicans, try to make money.
Well, I sure appreciate your comments, and yes, I am, and I'll tell you what. The problem isn't me and my comments towards the Democrats. It's the insanity of the Democratic National Committee, the Socialist Democratic Left, and the policies that they want to impose on this country. You sound like a reasonable person, Yvonne. So
it's
hard for me to understand or believe that you would embrace the policies, the political policies of your party. Take Elizabeth Warren. If she were able to enact her restructuring of corporate America, you're going to see tens of thousands of jobs lost. You're going to see income fall dramatically. You're going to see small businesses close and collapse. You're going to see homes be foreclosed on. If you put Medicare for All in, what semblance of medical care we have today would be completely destroyed by that. Now, I cannot believe that you would sit back and say, gee, this is something I really like and I sure want to embrace it. Or am I wrong?
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, as a Democrat, there are Democratic policies I disagree with. There are Republican policies I disagree with.
Okay,
but
which
when
ones?
You lump all Democrats together,
Yvonne,
and say,
Yvonne,
damn Democrats,
Yvonne, you got to learn to listen, honey. Yvonne, what Republican policies would you disagree with?
I don't have one right off the top of my head because I'm driving right now.
You're sitting here willing to criticize us for the comments that we make, the policy stances we make, and then given the opportunity, just give me three Republican policies that you think are completely out in left field. Just three.
I'm going to finish this because I'm getting ready to drive on the base. But what my point is, I'm not saying I disagree with you. What I disagree with is your tone when you say those damn Democrats. I'm a Democrat. I'm not a damn Democrat. Those socialist, liberal, whatever other terms you use to describe Democrats, you are lumping all Democrats into one general term, and I just wish you would not do that.
Okay, I do hear what you're saying, and I wish that that were not true. I used to be a Democrat, but we were the Blue Dog Democrats. We were the ones that believed in the little guy, the small business. We believed in opportunities for all. Today's Democratic Party, when I address that, it's the party. What the Democratic voter has got to do is take back their party and get it refocused to what it used to be, where it was a God-fearing party. The Democratic Party of today is not a God-fearing party. They're one that embraces atheism. They don't embrace Christianity or Judaism. So the problem there, Yvonne, exists with the party. I do understand your plight, but for the life of me, I don't understand why you would want to remain in a party that has done everything it can to possibly destroy this country. Look what happened with Barack Hussein Obama and what he did to this country. When he said, I am going to remake America, the man wasn't kidding, but he was trying to remake us into a socialist nation. So I would only ask of you to perhaps look at where you're going. Do you know that I am so fed up with the Republican Party that I am on the verge of registering as an independent? The only reason I haven't is
we welcome it.
I can't vote in the primaries.
Come on over to the dark side, Hank. Come on over.
There you go. And I understand. I completely agree. Like I said, there are Democratic policies I disagree with. There are Republican I disagree with. I don't sit here and say, All those damn Republicans, all those damn Democrats.
Don't worry, sweetheart. I got the damn covered for you.
I'm just saying, soften your tone a little bit for those Democrats who are out there who maybe see your side of it, but still want to associate as a Democrat, but are feeling kind of picked on your show.
Okay.
And I want to listen to your show to learn how to make money.
Yvonne, God bless you, honey. I do hear what you're saying. I do appreciate what you're saying. And those comments I make are intentional to get to those Democrats and hopefully people like you who will stop and think, why in the heck am I still doing this? Why don't I at least go independent and not support something that has put me down for my life? So that's just my thought.
And you also said that you are, you know, you don't like the Republicans, but I don't hear you saying as much derogatory comments against Republicans as you do.
Well, for good reason.
So I'm just saying make it fair. Make it fair.
No, I do. This is good reason. They don't approximate the amount of disorder, chaos, and preach the overthrow of Americans as the Socialist Democratic Party. And they're not even trying to deny that name. Did you know that? They embrace socialist.
I don't know. I'm with you, Yvonne. I agree. I think more neutrality is definitely more welcoming.
Well,
so
it is.
I know what you're shooting for.
You're willing to try to work for America and not for your own personal power base.
Hank's just heated. He loves it. So
okay,
Yvonne.
Okay. Well, then when we just try sticking more to smart money.
We're on it.
Well, hey, listen, girl, we got a lot of, I got to ask you something seriously. You said you're getting ready to go on the base, so are you in the military?
Yes. I am retired, did 24 years in the Navy.
God bless you, and I truly mean that, and thank you for your service.
Thank you.
That means so much to me. truly does.
All right.
God bless you, girl.
I fought for those damn Democrats, too.
Well, they're good in a foxhole. So
okay.
We'll take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Okay, we're going to take a short information timeout, and then we'll get right back to Douglas, the Dixiecrat versus the Dems. I don't know what that has to do with finance besides nothing. Did you know?
So can you guess what some of the tax benefits of contributing to a retirement account are?
Yes.
Well, I know we can.
It doesn't cost as much.
That's partly true, but we'll get to it after the break.
Partly. It's 100% true.
Christmas shopping.
If news is your thing, you're in the right place. Local, national, breaking, all in the palm of your hand. Download the WOKV app and tap the news feed button. We've got you covered. 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk.
Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker dazzles this Christmas. Bring the whole family together for the original holiday tradition. Step into a simpler time filled with sweet dreams, with spectacular magic. Experience world-class artists, stunning costumes, and towering puppets on the gift of Christmas tour. It just wouldn't be Christmas without Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Get tickets now at nutcracker.com.
Appearing at the Florida Theater December 22nd. Get your tickets today at nutcracker.com.
Here's an unexpected holiday surprise. A flash sale on all earrings at Diamonds Direct. This weekend, 25% off. This is something we never do, but we made a last-minute decision. All earrings marked down an incredible 25%. Diamond studs, diamond hoops, colored gemstone earrings, all included. It is one truly epic earring event. What woman doesn't love a nice pair of diamond stud earrings for Christmas? Make it happen this weekend and save an unprecedented 25%. Special financing available, too. Friday through Sunday only, and only at Diamonds Direct.
Off Town Center Parkway.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle, and done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin's an
Hi, this is Dale Murray at Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Superstore in Stark, where the customer's always number one. And we prove it every day with our 15-year, 150,000-mile warranty on every qualified vehicle. Why? Because we can. Shazam! Are you tired of those big city dealers talking that fast mumbo-jumbo, trying to justify those big city prices? Come see why everyone's driving to Murray Superstores, where taking care of the customer is still our top priority. And nobody beats our prices, and I mean nobody. Why? Because that's just how we roll. And we'll trade anything from MacBooks to fishing hooks. Be American. Buy American. Buy Murray Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Superstore. Check out our new inventory online at ShazamAuto.com and get employee pricing plus during the Big Finish event. Then come see me, Dale Murray, Highway 301 in Stark, just north of Walmart. I'll be waiting for you. Shazam!
Now, the WOKV First Alert Forecast.
Lingering clouds and a couple of showers will give way to sunshine today and a gusty wind. Temperatures topping out at around 70 and 8 on the WOKV weather meter. Chilly tonight under clear skies into the lower 40s, but sunny and nice tomorrow. Your Sunday high 69 and a warm Monday, partly sunny all the way to near 80. And clouds move in Tuesday, breezy and much cooler Wednesday with a high near 60. From the First Alert Weather Center, I'm Action News Jack's Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for 104.5 WOKV.
The WOKV app has a ton of great features. The three big things you need to know. The WOKV First Alert Weather Radar, local and national news, and the open mic feature. Send us an open mic, and you might hear yourself on the radio. Thanks to Noel's Lock and Safe. This is 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk.
find who is that?
This whistling guy?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Me neither. I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Folks, welcome back to Smart Money. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money time is 10:51 on this free, unbiased talk radio show that embraces all. Did you know?
So, money you contribute to an employer's pre-tax retirement plan is not treated as income for that year. And depending on how much you earn, that could put you into either a lower tax bracket or even help you qualify for other programs or tax incentives that are tied to your adjusted gross income. After-tax savings like Roth 401ks don't do that part, but they do avoid being taxed on their earnings moving forward. So
Under present law, that's a
good caveat. So of more importance, both pre- and after-tax retirement accounts give money a chance to grow and be reinvested without being assaulted by various taxes each year, which will add up quickly over time.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is it dedicates future resources to your ability to live a full life and then have a need for funding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's also important to have budgeting with that, too, because if you budget it the right way, a lot of people say, well, I can't save that much. It's like, well,
that's not true.
If you budget and you looked at it and you realize you're paying less taxes because you've saved, like it, there's actually a way to come out ahead by doing that, even though you feel like you're losing some of that money.
Yep.
Okay. Let's get to Douglas, a Dixiecrat.
Hey there. Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I personally am of no party affiliation. I feel that both parties don't seem to represent the common man and their personal values and beliefs at this day and age.
I can't disagree with that.
I like Douglas.
Okay. And then in my travels around here in this region, I've discovered the Democrat that may be a family legacy is actually very religious and conservative values, but believe in a strong government social service for the underprivileged. And then sometimes there's a little edge about tax, and those individuals really are of the Dixiecrats, which is the last of those values.
Yeah, that's
so anyway.
You're getting to the blue. You get into the blue dog, Doug.
We were talking about this on the break. Very much about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, that young lady may be a Dixiecrat more than Democrats. And so there's the possibility that some of the other listeners, too, that have conservative values, that's why they appreciate your show, they actually be Dixiecrats more than Democrats. That's all. Now, thank you.
You know, Douglas, that was very poetically stated.
Yes.
And it's true. I do sympathize a lot with what Yvonne has said. But we're at such a critical time in America's history. This election is probably going to be the deciding election for America. I can promise you, if we get the Elizabeth Warrens in, or her ilk, Joe Biden, who is weak and flip-floppy, he will succumb to the pressures of his party. America cannot stand that. We are fighting to hold it together. Right now, the divisiveness that was created by Obama, where he has started pitting race against race, peoples against peoples, that has got to stop. And we have a chance. You have Donald Trump, who has done more to help the person at the bottom end of the feeding chain than any president that I know of, including Ronald Reagan. So we need the Trumps. The Republican Party, I am absolutely disgusted and fed up with them. I would give anything if we could register as conservatives. That's who and what I really am. I do not embrace all of the giveaway programs that the Democrat Party wants to have. That hurts people more than it helps people. When you mention wanting to help the true needy and underprivileged, my Princess Bride and I, Josephine, were talking about how that the homeless today, so many out there have the ability to work and earn a job. But they're also that segment that are truly truly homeless, those with severe mental handicaps that were put out on the streets when there was a significant cutback. Now, take the benefits away from those who otherwise could get off their dadgum couch and go to work and redirect those funds back to mental institutions, we could see a marked improvement in our homeless. But no, we want to buy votes through the misery of others, and that is what the social welfare system is. Minorities talk about slavery. Slavery comes in many forms, and one of the worst today and most insidious is the social welfare program that we have, where you raise family after family on the ability of, here's how you make your income. Here's how you derive all the benefits that you can get. We did a report, I guess, about a month ago on the inadequacy in the bottom of the ladder and the top of the ladder as far as income was concerned. And the initial analysis came out and said, wow, the top is earning 60 to 1. Well, that's true if all you looked at was earnings. But by the time you threw in all the other benefits, that differential went from 60 to 1 to 30 or to 3 to 1. So quite a difference. But yet you will not find the media portraying it that way. The Socialist Democratic Party is certainly not, because that's how they buy their votes, letting all these people cross the border who bring no benefit to this country whatsoever. All that does is drain us. How willing would Americans be if the next undocumented immigrant, we call them actually illegal aliens, came across and they said, okay, now you're going to have to allow them to set up in your backyard. Oh, by the way, you're going to have to find a trailer for them. You're going to have to provide the electricity, the water. You're going to need to provide some transportation and medical care, and you're going to have to pay for that out of your own pocket. I just wonder how eager they would be to embrace that. But that is what happens when you create a dependency society. Corey was talking about his wife and workers in China and unwilling to work extra.
Yeah, no. So basically, I mean, the mindset is, you know, and I actually kind of believe this as well. There's a work-life balance in the extent of making more money. And Chinese culture is very different than ours. We had a guy who was asking questions on why you would trade with us, but well, I guess we'll attack it on the back end, but...
Yeah, we can attack it later. So the bottom line is welfare, welfare, welfare.
Yeah.
So I, Douglas, God bless you. Thank you for listening to my rant.
That's all right. Other than I want to inject a couple things as a response to your rant.
Well, you're going to have to, I'll have to carry over.
I can do that. I'm still drinking coffee.
Okay, good buddy. I'm going to carry you over. Folks, so we're going to take an information timeout. We're going to bring you up-to-date Fox National News, local weather, transportation in the Jacksonville area, and then we're back to you and your questions. Did you know?
Investments carry costs, and keeping them minimal is important in long-term success of your investments. Do you know the average cost of investing in your company's retirement plan?
It's not as cheap as you think.
No, it's not. We'll catch it on the other side.
Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money Live here on this absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous Saturday morning. This Army-Navy, go Army, beat Navy Saturday morning, trounce them unmercifully. And when you tackle them, jump up and down on their ankles and hands.
Oh, don't do that.
No, don't do that.
No intentional injuries. Come on.
That's not intentional.
Forearm shiver.
It's a bicycle.
Heads up.
Anyway, welcome back to Smart Money. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Yeah, lines are open, 855-765-1045, 855-765-1045. It's a beautiful Christmas Mystic Minx Alphabet will tell you. So call and call now. Did you know?
So whether or not it's in a retirement plan, mutual funds and other investments do have costs.
The average mutual fund expense is about 0.75% per year. Add to that the fees a 401k or retirement plan provider charge, and you're usually at about 1 to 1.2%. So that's just to provide the account and investments and generally does not include any advice. That means on average, the total cost is about $10 to $12 per year for every $1,000 that you have saved.
Super. Okay. Greg, good buddy, you're going to come up next. The Douglas was kind enough to say, hey, let me take you because yours is a straight-up question and it's financial, RMD. And Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Okay, your question.
I'll hold. Hold on. Is it my turn?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to take that other guy. Yeah.
Well, he agreed to wait so I could get you ahead of him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, R&Ds. I keep hearing it mentioned, and everybody makes it sound like, you know, it's some horrible tax penalty, you know, that you try to avoid in retirement. But... I have a 401, I have a pension, I have a Roth, and I guess Social Security will, you know, kick in when I retire. I've still got 5-6 years to go. So how does all that income add up, and what does the RMD apply to? Is it just 401s?
No, it's any retirement account, 401k, 403b, IRA, et cetera.
Except for your Roth IRA.
Except for your Roth.
That's the only one.
Yeah, it is a Roth. I'm sorry. Yeah, it is a Roth.
Okay. So with your RMD, it's not that it's a penalty. It's if you miss it that the penalty happens. So each year the IRS says you have to take out a certain amount out of your retirement account after you're older than 70 and a half. If you miss that, then they penalize you by taking half of that.
Right. Plus, you pay taxes on the original amount.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, basically, the government just wants to slowly purge some of the money that you've been deferring. So they want their tax money, and that's why when you get to that age, you have to start taking it out. So it's not a penalty per se. Now, you can do a lot of tax strategies now to start preparing for that down the road if you really wanted to worry about it. There's Roth conversions. There's controlling the amount of growth.
Very expensive. I mean, very expensive when you talk about that, though.
It could be. I mean, yeah, if you have
you and I, we talked about it on a call last year, I think. I called you guys about that, and I'm not going to do it. It's just
too much. Well, I mean, it's one of those things, again, if you're on the ball and you have a really, really low income tax year, that you can actually start thinking, okay, how can I purge some things and use that to a benefit. But either way. There's just certain things you can do because I've seen where clients have gotten up to significant IRA balances and it does impact their medical insurance and things down the road. So just got to be aware of it.
So the Roth conversion, you can do just a portion of a 401. You don't have to do your entire 401.
You can do a portion.
Okay.
Greg, well, how much do you have in your 401k right now?
Well, that's a pretty good week. It's probably a little over $500,000.
Okay. Do you have a formal written plan that discoverns, defines how you should take those funds and diversify them to achieve the maximum yield at the lowest possible risk?
No.
Would you build a shed in your backyard for $50,000 without a blueprint?
No, I would not.
I feel like Greg's heard this before.
Okay. I might suggest to you that you might want to give us a call because you might find that you're exposing yourself either to too high of risk or, on the other hand, people fear the risk and consequently they end up going way too low in potential earnings. Whereas if they targeted risk-adjusted returns where you actually can define the risk, quantify it, how much, and the return that is best associated with that, that will then lead you to a diversification to achieve what you want, and you don't create any tax disadvantage by doing that.
Well, that's a great idea, and I've got I'm going to do it. Maybe this is the year I finally get over to your office.
Wonderful. I will be happy to meet with you at the same time. Michael or Corey would both. And Michael is a real person. We've got to announce that. He finally got his formal notification that he is a CFP, Certified Financial Planner per excellence.
Nice. So,
congratulations.
Thank you.
No. That's a nasty exam. It really is.
So,
One last thing. Is the RMD, is it based on a percentage of the balance or is it age, based on age?
Yes, it's based on age. There's actually an IRS table for it.
Yep.
I mentioned earlier tax reference guides. They usually have a shorthand table on the back page of them.
Yeah, but it's usually based off of the prior year. So, I mean, again, you know, if you're able to control that, it's definitely helpful. But overall, just we're going to keep hindering on you. You know, you don't have a plan, you plan to fail. So just give us a call.
We want you to make more money and do it with a lot of peace and not the risk that you might have otherwise to take. And do it, by the way, I'll throw this in. I'll guarantee this. You can do it a heck of a lot cheaper.
Oh, yeah. That's my biggest
bunch
thing.
Cheaper. I bet you could save, worst case, 1.75% to 2.5% just by switching.
Yep.
Right. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to print out my statements for the year for all three accounts and find all the expenses, and I'll call you back and I'll tell you the numbers. We'll see what you think.
Yeah,
all
bring them to the office. That'd be even better.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right. God bless. Greg, thank you for your call. You've helped a lot of people today. I'm serious.
Well, and that one caller that was giving you a hard time, I understand her position, but, you know, because I have to bite my tongue a lot around here. But, you know, I so many people I know, that I don't agree with the Democrats, you know, the abortion and all the other stuff, the illegal immigration, but I vote Democrat anyway. And it's like, well, that's the problem.
Hmm.
So, my 2 cents were.
Okay, buddy. Have a blessed and a Merry Christmas.
You too. Thanks again.
Thank you. Okay, if I can get my stupid little arrow thing, where in the heck did that thing it just disappears on me.
I got you.
Okay, Douglas, are you up?
Yes, I am.
God bless you, my friend. You are super, super tolerant. impatient. So you had some comments that I'm going to shut up and I'm going to let Mike and Corey take the arrows.
Well, the big topic, I thought I'd enlighten you and the general public because your viewpoint seems to be very common, is that I've had an opportunity to interview the proverbial homeless. And you have to understand there's three types of individuals, and this is kind of lumping them all together, but there's basically three types of individuals that are homeless. There's the chosen homeless, which is rather religious. In fact, several times they point at that it's easier to thread a camel through the eye of a needle than a wealthy man to go to heaven. And that is the proverbial hobo. Then you have the people that have mental disabilities. And then you have the drug addict. And what has happened is the hobo has a code of ethics, and they'll never seek shelter because the drug addict has no code of ethics. Their fear and their history is that the drug addict, after they wore out all their welcome in their circle, they go to a shelter, they regenerate their health a little bit before they go back off on a tangent, and they will steal the hobo's bedroll. And then you have the mental disabilities. And all three are not marketable. And so that's where the problem lies, is to develop some type of foundation. The first thing is an address and a safe place to keep their stuff. Once we establish that, then by offering opportunities and achievement, they can pull themselves out of the ring. Because usually even a drug addict is replacing success with the drug use. The mental person, if you show its success, then they will be wanting to go further. And then the homeless person, if you develop a little success in their life, they're more apt to want more out of life and have their own home. The next thing is to establish for the Republican Party if they really draw a firm line between separation of church and state. I have noticed that some of the social values that when it comes down to me, I'm a constitutionalist, a prime example is that if you want to marry the tree out in your front yard, constitutionally, I think you should be allowed to do so. I personally don't agree with it, but the only reason the federal government needs to get involved is for taxation and census. But we have a tendency to point at the Bible and establish values and judgment versus what the Constitution allows. And so then the final thing is to resolve a lot of our social things for the underprivileged is to provide community centers in all the named communities. That way you have a non-faith-based fellowship and a resource for people to go to and get those the help they need. And they can be self-financing by having fundraisers and passing the hat. And that's pretty much it in a nutshell. So what do you think, Chief?
Okay, I'm going to have to take a break. But I do appreciate your comments. Two of those, one and three quarters, you're right on target. One, you're completely out in left field. And I can say that from personal experience. But listen, we're going to take a timeout. I do appreciate your call. And God bless and have a very, very Merry Christmas. Okay, folks, we're going to take a timeout, maybe, if I can ever get my timeout thing to work. You listen to 104.5 WOKV, 1120, Did You Know?
So there's no silver bullet to investing, but do you know the biggest trap retirement savers fall into when choosing which funds to invest into in their 401k or retirement plans?
I don't know. I got to look at last year.
Hey, Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. It's 11:24. Lines are open, 855-765-1045. Did you know?
So one of the most common mistakes retirement savers make is when choosing their investments in their retirement plans is selling the fund that did the worst and buying whichever fund did the best in the prior year. In 2017, for example, an S&P index fund would have gained about 21%, and in 2018 would have lost 4%, and this year would be up nearly 29%. But people caught in that same old pitfall would have bought it in time to lose money in 2018 and sold it in time to miss all the gains in 2019. The moral of that story is don't chase returns. People who do are putting the cart before the horse.
Yeah.
So very, very true.
Driving in the rear view mirror.
Okay, I hope we can get this guy in. Ask why I include politics into our discussion. And again, liberals are the only ones, really, I've never had a Republican ask me that. Almost everything that happens today is influenced by some political decision somewhere along the line. Now, there can be some political decisions that have absolutely nothing to do with anything. But when you start looking at tax policies, you start looking at medical policies, defense, believe it or not, defense policies, and a number of different ways. A lot of the items you use today in your house came from defense. One of the newest features you're seeing in cars almost uniformly now are what are known as HUDs, heads-up displays. Well, that came from our fighter aircraft. So
cell phones.
Cell phones.
Batteries.
Yeah, let's go. Kevin! Now, why can't I get...
I got you.
No, I got to get... Kevin!
You might be out of batteries in your house.
Good morning, sir. How are you, sir? I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well. Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you guys. And by the way, thanks for this. I know this is the ministry of yours, but it's also a public service. I just want to say thanks for all you guys do for this.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Hey, I've got a trust. I have a family revocable trust. It's in mine and my wife's name.
Okay.
And I've got an idea that I would like to create a checking account that is owned by the trust, but that my kids could also be signatories for. And you know how
Why do you want to have kids?
Yeah,
wait a minute. You're setting yourself up for a big problem.
That's why I'm calling. If I wanted to put like a $10,000 just emergency fund, and here's what it's for: is if I wanted to do it for an emergency fund, myself and my wife and my kids could all use it in an emergency. Now, if all three of us had the same emergency at the same time, we got a problem. But I mean,
low likelihood.
Other than that, but I mean, is there a reason why we would not want to do that? That's really what I was curious about.
Not necessarily. You guys, either one of you.
Yeah, I was gonna say you can do it. You could just do a joint account with all three of you, just to create a liquidity fund. Again, from an asset protection perspective, that's how I'm viewing this, is you don't want to have any strings necessarily to your trusts.
I was going to say, it's the trust being tied in that is what's the issue, because how is your trust written out? What are the provisions? And that would tell you whether or not that's even legally possible.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've worked with a lot of clients, and I always tell them, just do a joint account with the three of you, tenants in common, or something, to the extent where everyone can get access to it. And usually when people do this, they're thinking estate, or they're thinking, hey, if some medical happens, I need to get money right away, and we don't have to do with power of attorneys all that stuff. So I always say keep it simple. There's some clever ways to do it, but you don't need to also build a mountain for
And we're not
a
talking about a lot of money either.
It's ten grand just to, you know, if somebody has a tree fall on their house or whatever, and you gotta spend $2,500 that day to get it taken care of. Well, you do it, you know. And I'm just trying to, I've got the money available and my kids maybe don't yet. Mm-hmm. You know, they're still on their journey, their financial journey. So it's like, what the heck? Just put it out there and leave it alone, you know?
Here's one thing. I want you to always keep this in mind, Kevin. Whenever you allow children, it's not just children, anyone, to have access to an asset that you have. If they should be get in a wreck, if they get sued, they go through divorce, they're going to have to declare that asset.
It opens you up. It opens you up to everything.
And so you just really have got to walk on eggshells. Buddy, Kevin, if we've answered your question, I've got to go. If not, I can put you on hold and come back.
My friend, no. You guys have done great. I appreciate all the guidance. And, I wanted to hear from the experts, and I think I have. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for calling.
God bless you, and Merry Christmas. Okay, folks, we're going to take an information timeout. We're going to bring you up to date Fox National News, local weather, traffic patterns for the Jacksonville area. And then we're back to you and your questions. Lines are open, 855-765-1045. Did you know?
Do you know the general rules on how or when you can access your retirement accounts before you actually retire?
I do.
Well, we all do. But I'll tell you after the break.
Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money. You are listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Lines are open, 855-765-1045. That is 855-765-1045. That's the beautiful Mystic Minx Christmas outfit will tell you. Did you know?
So the money you save in your 401k generally cannot be withdrawn prior to retirement and may face penalties unless specific conditions are met. Generally, you must be no longer working for the company that you established the plan under and be older than 59 and a half to withdraw with no restrictions or penalties. For certain hardship reasons, you may be able to withdraw earlier while working. However, you'd still face the penalty part, 10% tax penalty. It's generally easier to pull money out of an individual retirement account as they're not as restrictive, but they are still subject to most of the same rules on the penalties. This is one reason why you should always make sure that you have an emergency savings set up outside of your retirement account as well.
I got a sidebar on that, though. So 2 years ago, I took out money for a first-time home purchase on my IRA and didn't pay any penalties.
Well,
so
that's IRA, and that's why I said the rules are...
When you can do that also with your 401k and do a loan and other things that you can use.
Well, only if that's in the plan provisions.
Right. That's also limitations, a loan. But yeah.
That's also a loan, and actually that's... I don't want to give away too much. That's my next one.
See? So that's called a segue.
That was smart.
Tease,
okay.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to buy a car with their inherited IRA, guys. Yo, Joe, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Okay, so you're getting a Lamborghini, a McLaren, or an Aston Martin.
What's wrong with a Corvette?
I love Corvettes.
It's in a $50,000 area.
Look, well, you can get a Corvette.
What about a
for
Tesla?
50.
How about a Tesla? Those things are awesome, too.
No,
doesn't go boom, boom.
No, I'm for real. I'm 71 years old. I've got an inherited IRA that. I don't know what it's going to cost me to take it all out at once rather than just minimum required distributions.
That's going to base off your income taxes.
Yeah, so what's going to happen on that, Joe, is whenever you take money out of an inherited IRA, first of all, is it an inherited IRA or an inherited Roth IRA?
Inherited IRA.
Okay, so that's pre-tax money, which means when you withdraw it, it'll be treated as part of your income for that tax year. So right. Being so close to an end of the year, if you don't want to do too much to yourself tax-wise, you might even split it across this year and the beginning of next year.
Yep, we're right there. 2 weeks.
Okay.
So
25 this year, 25 next year.
Yep.
But here's a question. Here's a question for you, Joe. If you take the whole amount out, and if you don't mind me asking, how much is actually in the IRA?
He said 50.
Oh, I'm sorry, 50,000?
Yeah.
How, if you took the whole thing, whole amount out, have you seen the tax brackets to see if you'd still sit in a current, or would you know if it would push you into a higher?
Well, it'd probably push you a little higher.
Okay.
But there's no 30% penalty or anything like that for taking all of it once.
Not for
at all.
Inherited.
No. Nope. And if you feel like it would slowly creep you in, like Mike said, I would definitely look at taking it over this year and next year. And then that way you mitigate your income.
You know, one other approach to it, Joe, with as many companies today selling you cars with zero interest.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You with me? I understand where you're going. I'm in my 70s as well. But you could simply increase, if necessary, the amount of the withdrawal from the IRA to cover the car payments, so you really don't realize any financial discomfort there. And at the same time, you may have significantly reduced or mitigated what your taxes would be and have left more money for future use.
I appreciate that. That's really useful and something to think about. I haven't thought that way at all.
That's because I'm a gator. And I'm Army. I'm an Army Florida Gator.
Oh, that's
Navy. Hey, listen, I shot the Newport News once on my first tour in Vietnam. Shows you I'm not prejudiced.
All right. Well, I appreciate all you do. I appreciate the comments, and it gives me something more to think about, and I appreciate it.
Okay, Joe. God bless you. Have a Merry Christmas.
A Merry Christmas. And let's have a Happy New Year, too.
Yes, sir.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Let's go to... Okay, now why... that should...
There you go.
There it is. Yo, Derby.
Yahtzee.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello? Good, good. Hey, I have a comment about the lady who... doesn't like to hear bad things about Democrats.
Hey, is this our Derby from the Tea Party?
Yes.
God bless you. Folks, you're listening to one of the truly premier sculptors in America, and I'm not just saying that. Truly, we're honored to have you. And you've got your own true story to tell, Derby. Go ahead.
Okay, well, if she doesn't like for Democrats to be insulted... Well, that's what I like about you. And that's what I like about Trump. You know, if it's good enough for Trump, it's good enough for you. Also, I have a suggestion for her. She should try to find a financial show that is hosted by a liberal, socialist, communist Democrat. And she will not find it. So, either accept it or don't listen.
Oh, God bless you, Derby. Folks, Derby, when Billy Tucker and I were first forming up First Coast Tea Party, Derby was an integral person in there. And, Derby, you are a refugee from Cuba, if I remember.
That's right.
So you speak from, I know what in the heck I'm talking about here, guys.
Yes, I think that the Democrats, when they call themselves socialist, that's the wrong word. It should be communist, because it's the same thing.
It is. Same pit with different lipstick.
I don't know.
Communism is the end goal of socialism. So they are communist, and that is why the communists do not run a presidential candidate, because the Democrats are communist enough for them.
Did you know that Norman Pott Thomas, who was the he was the head of the Communist Party of America up until the mid-40s, ran for president under the communist banner? But after that point, he said, I no longer find it necessary for me to run as president, as the communist, as the Democratic Party of America is now doing that for me.
Exactly. And the Republicans, really, they are the lesser evil. Trump and a few of them are really good. The rest are rhinos.
For those of you that don't think we don't beat up on our own kind and eat our own kind, yes, we do. Rhino is a Republican in name only, and they're absolutely worthless. Even worse than that, they're deceptors.
Okay, keep up the attacks. And my message to all the Republicans, especially the ones in town, take the offensive. Stop defending yourself. You have to attack the enemy, which is the Democrats. You cannot win a war or a ball game on defensive only. You have to take the
Chicago
offense.
Chicago Bears, 1985.
Yeah. Derby, I agree 100% with you, my friend. And God bless you. Thank you for the wonders that you have brought to this country through your artistic ability. God bless you, my friend.
Thanks. And keep it up.
Have a blessed and Merry Christmas. And
same
Happy New
you.
Year.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I don't know. I got to chime in here because it's bothering me. So I don't know if, you know, we talk about decisiveness or divisiveness all the time.
Yeah.
It's like that's what we're creating right now. Like there's a middle ground between Republicans and Democrats and independents.
Tell me what the middle ground is.
Well, the middle ground is smart enough not to be so extreme in that that's probably the biggest problem. Is that the middle ground doesn't speak up and we allow the outside ones to speak up for us. And it's a little frustrating because you hear both sides saying, oh, they're talking about this and they're devising, you know, they're cutting this ground between the United States. Well, it's the outer extremities that are doing it. And we're in the middle. Common people are the ones that are actually ones who are allowing this to happen.
And so, that's the problem. They will not stand up and speak for themselves.
Well, they try to, then they get overled by some random statistic that is put into their arena to try to disprove or make them feel unintelligent. So, I mean, it's challenging.
I don't know if it's made them feel unintelligent or to justify that side's position. When you go and actually... We're all three very analytical.
Mm-hmm.
And when numbers come up, programs come up, the first thing we do is dive into those and we start verifying the validity of that data.
Yeah, but your common people that are out there are not doing the due diligence to do that. So they're following people
and
that they relate to.
And their parties know it.
I know. And that's so, and it's on both sides. And that's what they use to leverage each other to get power.
Okay, I find more the ideal of power more with the socialist left than I do with the Republican. The Republican, theoretically, wants to have separation of government and the individual. The conservative, the Republican, looks at the government serves the people.
Mm-hmm.
The people don't serve the government. The socialist Democrat looks at the people serve the government.
But I wouldn't say that encompasses all Democrats, though.
It doesn't. But so. What's the tragedy is that the Democratic Party,
mm-hmm.
the one that I grew up in, my family was, my dearest friend, my cousin, they are registered Democrats. They will not change. Now, they'll vote Republican,
yeah.
But It is, no, my mother would die if she knew I did that. Well, that okay, that's yeah. great. But what you're doing is perpetuating a belief, a cause that is destroying this nation.
I think, and this is my spin on it. So, you know, I watch and I see my own family that went through what happened in the housing crisis.
Yep.
And seeing that, okay, we had a Republican president, and I don't want to get on so much of the political side, but you see something like that that changes the narrative of wealth inequality.
Whoa. That was not a Bush. Do you know?
I know it was Clinton who opened up the Glass-Steagall
It. It was Jimmy Carter. Clinton put it on steroids. George Bush went back to Congress three different times, but Barney Fife is the one that each time assured him, no, that the Democratic Party, we have looked at this. There are no problems with the loans. Mm-hmm. This is safe. This is good.
Well, and again, there's a lot of things that feed into that. But what I'm getting at is I think the narrative is that there was something that was put in place when all that happened that people are now saying, well, okay, why weren't we being looked after? And that's all. And I think that's changed some of the demographic over the last 10 years. That's it.
Okay, we've got to take an information timeout. Folks, you're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. It is 11:49. Jeez. Lines are open. Did you know?
So some retirement plans allow you to take a loan against them without taking a distribution.
Mm.
Did you know that?
Oh, I could tell you so much about that.
I'll tell you a little bit about it on the backside.
Sounds good.
Welcome back to Smart Money. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV, 11:53. Did you know?
So some employer retirement plans allow for loans to be taken out against them. You generally should exhaust other funding options first. However, if you're in a pinch, you can typically take a loan for up to half of the value of the account or $50,000, whichever is less. It's important to note, though, when you take a loan, you have 5 years to pay it back, unless it's for a house. If you can't repay it back in time, you pay taxes and penalties on whatever balance is left at the end of that period. Also, while you have that loan out, that money is no longer invested and growing.
And here's one thing that I fell into. If you leave an employer and you have not paid it back immediately, they will hit you as a distribution.
Yep.
And if you do not get the 1099, they will send you a lovely IRS tax bill.
Not fun. Okay. We've got Hamilton Fleming Allen with a marvelous question. But before that, I've got to address this. Dwayne, who's a soccer player, and he says he's endorsing Elizabeth Warren. I'm going to be as kind as I possibly can, Dwayne. Either you're a blithering idiot or you're a communist. If I were you, I would
You're missing the point.
Something other than.
He was calling about Megan Rapinoe or whoever the famous soccer player is endorsing Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, it's not. We went to Glenn.
Glenn.
Hey, Glenn.
Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm exceptionally well.
So, Hank, as a Army veteran, I know you're interested in today's Army-Navy game.
You might say. So is Michael. Michael's Army.
Indeed. Infantry.
Oh, excellent. Well, I wanted to invite both of you out and all Army and Navy football fans to TIAA Bank Stadium today. We are having the world's largest Army-Navy game watch on the world's largest TV.
Really?
And absolutely. And it's the first time we've ever done it. And it's only $1 to get in. We're raising money for 4 local veterans charities. Canines for Warriors, 1 New Uniform, the Jacksonville Veterans Fund, and 5-Star Veterans.
Okay, let me ask you something, Glenn, and I'm very serious. If I were to tell you that I will buy X number of tickets on the air right now, obviously I can't get the money to you, can you honor that, and then can I get the check to you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I will come and pick the check up.
Okay, Smart Money will buy 1,000 tickets. No questions asked.
Absolutely, I will make sure that you get credit. We're going to be talking about our corporate sponsors at halftime, and Smart Money is a great sponsor, and we're incredibly appreciative.
Well, it's not necessary. It's the right thing to do, and I am honored that I have the ability to do that. So,
and I am beside myself because I was not expecting something like that.
neither was I. God bless you. I don't want to give it. You've got my office phone number, right?
Yes, sir.
296-1127.
Got it.
He does now.
Okay. Call us on Monday, and we'll coordinate how to get you that check. I guarantee check.
Thank you, sir.
If I have to, I'll take it out of Michael and Corey's pay. So don't worry. It's guaranteed. Corey's not too happy with that. I wouldn't do that. No. We're going to do it. God bless you.
I'm good with it, but I'm also a vet.
My father-in-law's a vet, so it's good.
Well, I am just, I don't know why that wasn't advertised.
I don't know. Can I just say one thing, though?
Yeah.
Before you do your sign-off. So I know we've been talking about Merry Christmas a lot today. I do want to wish a Happy Hanukkah out there as well.
Very good. Yes. I am remiss for not saying that. Thank you, Corey.
Just want to put that out there.
For remembering.
And happy Kwanzaa for anyone who else celebrates as well. Kwanzaa.
There are many holidays this time of year.
Those are the three biggies.
Solstice friends.
The solstice friends. There you go.
All right. Make sure we get everybody out there. So.
Yeah. America is a Judeo-Christian nation. I am remiss for not recognizing Hanukkah. Okay. Scotty, how we doing? We got to go. All right. Dwayne, I thought you would get the message, but apparently you didn't.
Well, he was calling to talk about something else.
It was a Arapaho that endorsed Warren, but we can talk about it next time.
Okay. Folks, we got to go. If nobody said they cared about you today, know that Mike, Corey, Scotty, the beautiful Mystic Minx, and I certainly do. Always remember, the greatest investment you'll ever make is a special time that you're going to spend with friends or family, particularly this time of year. There'll be a lot of family and friends that could really use the loving support of a family just to have some time with.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.